back to actually we were talking about play and blood play and one thing I'd like to show both aspect of the safe play and people that practice safe sex and people that chose not to. Mm-hmm. I do believe it is a personal personal choice, and we all know in this day and age, if you do not practice safe sex, the chances are you will get gonorrhea, syphilis, or any of the above STDs or HIV.
Yeah.
So we are adults, and I do not judge. I believe that is a personal choice. It's about education, and that is your choice, how you decide to live your life and your sex life. Talking about that, let's open it up to people.
What does that mean?
Well, if people would like to touch on the subject.
Yes. Yeah. You know what? You know, send us an email again. Just for right now, send it at show@houseofmnsm.com. I think, Pup, you wanted to say something?
I was just going to say that particularly with any play which might potentially involve blood, but whether by accident or on purpose, as with any other sexual act, as a man who is HIV positive, let me tell you the same thing I tell my friends. Assume everyone has everything. It doesn't matter if the person has told you that they have something or not. There is no less and no more need to freak out when something like blood occurs. Understand what your risks are. Understand what you're doing. You're responsible for your behavior, and you can't cast that off on someone else for not telling you or for being wrong about their status or for not knowing, because at the end of the day, it's still your decision you made. If you have any questions, please contact any of us. We're happy to direct you to sources to answer your questions. But again, assume everyone has everything under the sun, because honestly, you're at the same risk.
Yeah.
Even if you just went and got tested with them, they may not be testing positive for syphilis or gonorrhea or HIV.
Or just not being tested for that at all.
Or not being tested at all. There's a million different reasons why what that person told you could be untrue, whether it be dishonesty or simply neglect of taking care of themselves to find out.
And it's easy to blame other people, but I believe, you know, that we've touched base last week about, you know, the subject, you know, well, he didn't tell me. In this day and age, you know, as an adult, what the risks are the minute you do not practice safe sex. So do not try to blame somebody else for what you have done or about to do. Because if you are doing it once with one person, the chances are you've done it with somebody else before. So to me, and that's one thing you'll hear me say a lot, knowledge is power and power is knowledge. And if you are informed about, it doesn't matter what aspect it is, from playing or kink or safety education, safe sex, the more information you have, hopefully it will make it a bit easier for you to make the decision or make you think a bit longer, and instead of react really quickly, you will take the time, because now you have that information and you will go, you know what, maybe I will slow this down a little bit. But again, to me, sex or kink play, it is your personal choice, and what you chose to do with your playing, your life, your kink part of your life or your safe sex, that is your choice, and who you are playing with, it is a personal choice.
As long as those personal choices are made on information, correct information, informed choices rather than an uninformed choice, right? Because I mean, because there's a lot of bullshit on the internet. Oh wait, no, isn't it all real? No, it's not, obviously. So you might be making choices misinformed.
That's true, but I think what we're trying to do even here is that give you a form that, don't be afraid, this is your safe place, that you can call us, I mean, send us an email, you can join our chat line, and we will not judge you. And that's what it's about, you know. And there is a lot of group out there who are there to inform you and try to make you understand and tell you that it's okay, and or things will get okay. Things will get better. Here you go. Myself, I have been an HIV person for 17 years. I am healthy. Do I practice safe sex all the time? No. I can say that 90% of the time I do, but that is a choice, you know. And with information, you know that if you have been tested positive, if you are on medication and everything is undetectable and so forth, the chances are to transmit the HIV virus is very low. If your virus is undetectable, the chances are that you're doing every single time you practice unsafe sex is that you reinfect yourself with a different strain. Mm-hmm. So if your virus is very weak and very low, when that virus mutates with somebody else's virus, it creates a totally different version.
A super virus.
And the other thing that people don't understand too, and again, it goes back to the doctors and information, is that if you are two people who are practicing unsafe sex and you are both, one is on medicine and one is not, or you're both on different HIV medicine, if you continuously, or I think the one time even, if the semen enters the body, the antibodies of the medicine enters the other body, and your partner will get immune to what you are on, whatever type of medicine you're on. That's why it's such a hard disease to try to figure out. Mm-hmm. So suddenly if you have to go...
It easily mutates.
Yeah, so if you suddenly have to go on medicine, well, I'm on Quavexa and Sustiva, and you are Tripla and...
Atripla. And herbal stuff.
That's it, and something else. At one point, it's that guessing game: what is going to work, and so forth. So
I threw a phone number in the chat room: 1-800-342-2437. That is the AIDS hotline, the National AIDS hotline. If you have any kind of questions, that is the place that you're probably going to want to go. Again, make informed decisions on things.
And Sir Mark is absolutely right, because a lot of times, like, I'll tell a personal story. When I was diagnosed back in 2010, I started seeing another HIV-positive guy, and for whatever reason, I thought, well, you know what? No further harm can come from this. We're both positive. Whatever. Just do it. You want it? Just go right ahead. And it's not just about the idea of multiple strains of the virus. There's plenty of other stuff, permanent or not, that is really not fun. I picked up two other, thankfully, curable infections from that young man, and I can tell you that just because it doesn't last till the end of your days doesn't mean it's any fun. Mm. If you've never had an anal pap smear, you don't want one.
Or if you've never had something had happened to me, I got the dreaded call from one of your partners going, you may want to call your doctor because I've tested, I have syphilis. And so there I go to the doctor. I'm going, well, somebody call me and stuff. Well, we can do the blood test and wait 2 weeks, or we can do the treatment, but it's going to hurt. And I remember looking at my doctor and going, do you know it's going to work? It's going to hurt by textbook, or you know personally that those shots are going to hurt? On that, I will finish the story because it's kind of funny.
Yep, that music means it's time for break. All right, you are listening to House of MNSM. Take a couple minute break, come back for a few, and then that's going to be about it for the show. If you have any questions, any comments, any suggestions, go ahead and email us at show@houseofmnsm.com. But right now, here's a little Muse by Request.